Hello, world. You're listening to Everything EHC Enchanted Hills Camp Very Own Podcast. My name is Maceo, and the views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show. Once again, we are in the podcast room. It is now the afternoon of Tuesday, after lunch, and we are in Teen Camp 2017, and we have two very special guests with us here at Everything EHC. Sir, please introduce yourself.
My name is Christian Rodriguez. I've been attending EHC for about 7 years now.
And where are you from, Christian?
From Reno, Nevada.
Reno, Nevada. All right. Excellent. And then who is our other guest here? Yep.
Hello, world. It's Tim Anderson.
Tim Anderson, where are you from?
I come from Sydney, Australia.
And what are you doing here?
Well, I'm here as a volunteer counselor. And it just so happens that I have a few nature skills and an interest. And so I'm also the nature area leader.
Nice. We were a little concerned when the summer started because we didn't have a nature area leader. Something I've done before. The first year I was here, I had the privilege of doing nature. I can honestly say that you're doing a way better job than I ever did. Tim, how did you end up here at Enchanted Hills Camp?
Well, it's a very short story and a very long story. I'll go the in-between way. A friend of mine in Australia happens to be a member of an organization, and she was talking with a guy that helps to run Blind Citizens New South Wales, the state where I live. She found out that they were looking for 4 Australians to come across and be counsellors at EHC. And that was about 3 minutes before the camp started.
Nice.
So I applied. They accepted me.
And here you are.
Sent me over.
Nice. Okay, so now I'm going to come back to you. Let's go to Christian for a minute because I have some questions for him.
All right,
Christian, what are you done with high school?
Well, sort of. Like, it's because, like, I graduated, like, a few years ago, I graduated high school, but, like, with a justice diploma. But I really wanted to earn a standard diploma, and that there were 4 high school proficiency equivalent exams, and that when I was a senior, I currently passed 2, and that I needed to pass 2 more, mm-hmm. but I didn't, and I really wanted to graduate. I didn't want to stay in high school another year, so I went to an adult school called Rise Academy, and they help the teachers and the deans and all that. They helped me practice and prepare so I can pass, and I did. So now August 5th, I think, that I'm going to receive my standard diploma.
Holy smokes. I didn't know that until just this very moment. Congratulations, my friend.
Thank you.
Very, very cool. I appreciate your persistence in knowing what you wanted to do and making that happen. That is an outstanding story. So why is this year at Enchanted Hills Camp a little different for you than the past years?
So it's because it's going to be my last summer year, as a camper. So probably might come back as a CIT next year.
Nice. And we've talked about CITs before. That is a counselor in training. So you are graduating out of teen camp and you want to be a CIT, correct?
Yeah, correct.
And I noticed that you're coming out of your shell a little bit more this summer, hooping and hollering. And I think you're trying to do a little bit more, a little over the top, bringing some Christian edge to camp, right?
Yeah.
Going to bring it through the roof. What have you done so far this year? Maybe something that you've always done that you really enjoy every summer that you look forward to.
That I did the horse, riding on the horses, and that's something that I was looking forward to here.
Nice.
And that, like, something that I did last year, like, I only did it once, but, like, done it, like, 3 more times here is the radio.
Oh, the radio, yeah. Yes. In fact, you were part of our early radio programming this morning. We're doing, talked about it one time before already, where and can sign up. Campers can sign up and come and play songs while people are waking up at Enchanted Hills Camp. What was, you got to choose the first song this morning at 7:45. What was your choice?
Yeah, because, you know, that was the first one to arrive and got there early. So that I chose Don't Stop Believing by Journey.
Perfect wake-up song for everybody at Enchanted Hills Camp. How are you feeling about this being your last summer? Are you sad? Is it bittersweet? Are you anxious to move on to the next things in life, come back to camp as a visitor, a CIT? Are you okay with all of this, or are you just trying to embrace the next couple of days?
They're like a little bit anxious and like a little bit bittersweet, you know, because, like, you know, that's why I'm trying to do all the stuff that I haven't done before.
Nice.
You know, so that way I can enjoy the last time that I have here. And, you know, it's going to be a little bit great to become a CIT, so that way I can experience that.
Yep. Exactly. And is there anything out there? Well, first of all, how come Tim is in here? How did that happen?
He's my one of my counselors.
He's one of your counselors. And we wanted to visit with Tim before he goes back to Australia. So I'm going to give you an opportunity to say whatever you want. Shout outs to anybody here at the end of the podcast. Now I'm going to go back to Tim, and then I'm going to ask him a couple questions. Tim?
Yes, Maceo.
Your first experience here at EHC has been?
My first. It was after Blind Babies. It was a family camp. So there was 3 days of families with someone in the family with a vision impairment.
Yes. How was that for you?
Yeah, it was actually really smooth and easy.
How did you do with adults? let's do this. How about this?
Yeah.
What are some of your most favorite things? No, let's back it up. Let's start with the biggest challenges for you here as the nature area leader and new person working here at EHC. What are some of the challenges?
Look, the first thing that pops into my head is a little off course from what you were asking, but I have RP, and so I've got good eyesight to get around during the day, but come night, my usual tool to help me get around is a head torch,
yes.
So a headlamp, and as soon as I turned it on, people went, "Oh, turn it off! What's going on?" And
yep.
So I had to ditch my usual thing and go to my cane, and be navigating by cane at night the whole time on country that I had never walked on before. And so that's almost a bittersweet thing, you know, because it's certainly got my my cane skills are
your mobility.
Definitely improving.
Yeah. Yep.
So
I didn't use a cane till I came up here either.
Oh, there you go. We RPers.
Yes.
Are,
I would like to comment that this point in time that the three of us, me and Tim and Christian, we all have RP.
Brothers in RP.
Brothers in RP. If you don't know what RP, he's smiling over there. You've never seen such blind, happy people than when we talk about how we have the same eye disease, and yet it's so different. We have the same thing, and yet it's different life experiences, different ways of looking at things. There is a bit of an RP club for those of you who don't know what RP is. It is retinitis pigmentosa. And all three of us have that. And there are other campers that come. There's other staff members here that have that. Tim, what are some of your favorite things about camp thus far?
Look, I have connected with some fantastic people here. So for me, it's very much about being with the people. Though I have to say, since I was about 6 years old, and that's, trust me, a long time ago, I have wanted to go in to be in a redwood forest. And I've camped for the last 6 or 8 weeks now in a redwood forest. So bucket list is getting shorter.
Enchanted Hills Camp, where dreams come true.
Indeed. Look, you mentioned that our experience of RP is quite different.
Yeah.
So different that I was older than Maceo when I even found out that I had RP.
And I was 5 when I found out.
Yeah, I was RP. I mean, I was older than you are now.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You were later in life, and yeah. I knew when I was 5. Christian, were you diagnosed early?
I was 13 when I found
13. Yeah. Okay, perfect. So now I have two final things for you, Tim.
Yeah.
Tell us. Another interesting thing is my first year in 2014, I was Christian's counselor. He was one of my first teen campers that I had. So we have a lot in common in this room, a little EHC history, some RP. How has Christian been as a camper?
He's been a cracking camper. He doesn't need any help with anything at all. We've got along really well. In fact, probably the one hiccup that I would say, Christian is on the bottom bunk under me. And every now and then he has a bit of an exciting moment in bed where he seems to jump up out of bed or something and bashes the bottom of my bed and nearly rockets me across the room. But if that's the worst thing he's doing, we're doing well, hey?
That's it. That's it. All right. Thank you for sharing, Tim. Is there anything you want to shout out to anybody in Australia? I mean, this is streamed. It'll be up in a couple days, I'd imagine, and it's going to be up for life. Do you want to say something to somebody out there?
Good on you, Graham and Crystal of Blind Citizens New South Wales, for getting behind this initiative. And thank you to Dee in WA for posting the ad on her Facebook page. That's what gets me here.
There you go. Tim, it has been a delight to work with you. You have an amazing amount of knowledge. We've had 6 of you Australians here, along with many other people from many different nations, and it has just been a blessing and an honor to not only receive some different culture and some different lingo, if you will, some different wordage, but it's also just a pleasure meeting you and being around you and having you a part of this camp. You fit in here really well.
Well, thank you, Macy.
You're welcome. Christian?
Yes.
I have a couple more questions for you.
All right, that's fine.
Yeah. How is Tim as a counselor?
he's a really good counselor. he tries to make sure that everybody's out, turn off the lights, everybody's in bed, but, mostly not really that, strict or anything like that.
Good, good. Yeah, he kind of lets you be campers.
Right.
Yeah, especially when you are showing that you're mature campers and you can handle the instructions. Generally, we go pretty easy on everybody. This is a nice, easy group this year. Everybody's been really great. Is there anything you want to shout out to anybody in your family or anybody out there that you want to say hi to?
Yeah, sure. Probably just my friends and family. My brother Jordan. My mom Belinda. My dad Raul. My aunt, you know, that who took me here, drove me here this morning, or not this morning.
The morning camp started.
Yeah, morning camp started, yeah. Brenda, and then Jaime, you know, my grandma, Mary, see else.
You have a close family, huh?
Yeah, I have a close family.
Yeah, that's nice. Shout out to Christian's family.
Yeah, just mostly to my friends and family, yeah.
Nice, nice. Okay, and then I guess one of the things, overall, it's been a privilege and an honor having you here in the 4 years that I've been here. We've been able to connect and bond and talk about a lot of different things. I'm actually going to miss you when you're gone. That's going to be a pretty rough thing, but hopefully we'll get you back as a CIT. I think you you know camp well enough and everything around here. I think you are a helpful person and you got a lot going on for you. It'll be great to have you back here at EHC. But until then, we still have a few days left.
All right.
So don't forget to have fun.
Oh, no, I won't.
And keep Tim in line. You got that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, if there's anything that I need to talk to or anything, you know, I'll talk to you or talk to you when we have private time.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime. That's how we roll here. Anytime anybody wants to talk about anything, that's part of the process is communicating here with our campers and finding out challenges and finding out ways we can find more things accessible, how people are light sensitive and we can't wear our headlamps. We learn so much here at EHC. Mm-hmm. So Christian, thank you for joining us. Tim, thank you for joining us. And
thank you
to everybody out there who is part of the RP club. We hope you enjoyed this, because we know we certainly did. There's a pretty thick bond in here when you find out that people are experiencing some of the very similar things that you've experienced. So thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing, gentlemen. I know you're almost done, Tim, here in another couple of weeks, and you're going to be traveling around. I hope you enjoy your travels and make it home safe and come back and visit us someday soon. It doesn't have to be next year.
You got it.
Tim, thank you. Christian, thank you. You've been listening to Everything EHC. My name is Maceo, and we will be back soon, I promise. Thank you for listening.